Video: Justin Blake declares black economic attack against Kenosha car lot. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on November 22, 2021. Kenosha, Wisconsin, Justin Blake, uncle of Jacob Blake, who was shot by Kenosha Police Department officers during the summer of 2020, marched with protesters on Sunday and declared a black economic attack on a local car lot he accused of working with a militia. Blake's comments followed a verdict of not guilty handed down by the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. "I want y'all to see the first black economic attack is gonna be on this shop right there," Blake told them marchers while pointing to a local car lot. "This, unintelligible, wanted to protect cars over the protection of lives. For that, he made his decision, we're gonna make sure this car lot doesn't sell another damn car," he continued while directing the group's attention to the car source. The threatened car lot was the scene of the attack on Kyle Rittenhouse, where he fired in self-defense, killing Joseph Rosenbaum. "Anybody that has anything to do with the militia, we gonna shut him down," Blake declared. "This is one of the very first places that we gonna shut down." A short time later, Blake stopped the marchers again and yelled, "Look at all these beautiful cars to your left. Last time, they were lit up and on fire. This time, we're not throwing no bombs, we're gonna make them sit there." Earlier, Justin Blake addressed the protesters in front of the Kenosha County Courthouse, where he declared that President Joe Biden had sold us out. He added, "He betrayed our families. He betrayed the people behind us. He did nothing for us and then goes on his way to the White House," Breitbart News reported. In September 2020, then-candidate Joe Biden visited Jacob Blake's family in Milwaukee, Breitbart's Joel Polak reported. During the meeting, Biden spoke with Jacob Blake and later said, he talked about how nothing was going to defeat him. How whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up, Breitbart reported. Fear doesn't solve problems. Only hope does. If you give up hope, you might as well surrender. There's no other option. Justin Blake concluded his remarks with a demand to be allowed to visit the White House. "We want somebody to explain to us, why does this continue to happen and what the hell they gonna do about it?" Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.